This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Life. Are you a good character? Are you celebrating the good character of those who are your friends and family? Hopefully that is something you could... I'd recommend that. Jay Kirshner is here. She's got a great family. I'd like to think my family was pretty cool and good as well. And hopefully you think that of the people who are with you.
Yes, whether given family or chosen family.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so as a result of your good character, you have... by design, resisted bad character. Bad character, as we know, look around. It seems that we talk as much about that as we do on this program. I try to balance it at least, or maybe give you a little bit more of the good than the bad. That's why we call it the Good Day program. But look at the TV shows, the news, the movies, the social media, the good guys against the bad guys. I watched an old cowboy movie last night. Yep, it's always the good guys and the bad guys. The Transformers, all the stuff that you see, these big popcorn movies. Good guys, bad guys. Good guys ride off into the sunset. Look at the end of every Indiana Jones movie, and that's what you see. Look at Star Wars. At the end of the movie, Steven Spielberg was pretty blatant. The sun sets as they ride off into the west. So, as you go to get entertained, but the news is full of it in real life. And we see it, and we hear it. And do we resist becoming like? Remember George Bush called them the evildoers. Do you resist that? Are you strong enough to resist?
I feel like we're going to church right now.
Oh,
do not give in to temptations.
No. Well, I said it. I was talking about that because I was looking into the story of this Missouri man that was executed for killing 20 years ago a 6-year-old girl. His name is Johnny Johnson. He was 45 years old when he died. And this is after the Supreme Court had rejected a plea to block the execution. The argument was made that he was mentally incompetent. Normally, or often, I say when a crime is committed like that, the only thing to do is to dispatch the person who commits the crime. But then there's always in the back of your head that wonder, was this guy really mentally incompetent? Was he, immature? He was a man in his 20s. But supposedly his maturity factor was less than 10 years of age. So he didn't know what he was doing. And what's happened is that the legal profession is so clouded all of this stuff that you really don't know what really is the story.
Regardless of that, he knew enough to lure this child into an abandoned factory and kill her.
Yeah. I'm not saying it for him. I just
no, but in the general sense of things, yes. In the general sense of things, and especially when it does come to anybody who, like him, it's still one of those things that this little girl is still dead. They were still, I can't go back to the church thing, demonic possession in a way.
Yeah.
Some people, regardless of what's going on, they should not be out in society.
No, I'm not suggesting he should have been in society. And maybe as I listen to you, I think, okay, well, you've convinced me again. You've had that influence on me. All right, so tell me what you think of this then. The fellow who killed his terminally ill wife out of love. So he went to jail 19 months ago. And this week, the judge said, yep, okay, let this person out of jail. So he was found guilty of killing his wife. His name is David Hunter. He's 76 years old. He faced a premeditated murder charge with a mandatory life sentence. He suffocated his wife, who had been suffering for years from blood cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to die. The pain was horrible. He was found not guilty of the charge and convicted of manslaughter. The legal team said there were, this is something that happened outside the country, so the decision to downgrade the charges, allowing for a more lenient sentence, means that he was, after the 19 months he served, time served or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So here's a couple, though. Listen to this story, though, Jay. They were high school sweethearts. They were together for 56 years. Couldn't bear to be apart. This is the story their daughter tells. And so the $36,000 that was needed to pay the legal bills for David Hunter, something I guess that was put on to, what do they call it? Where's the GoFundMe or something? Yeah, GoFundMe.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So back in 2016, this lady, Janice, the wife, was diagnosed with blood cancer. Daughter said that she became so unwell. It took 5 years for this to basically rot her body. And she was.
And her sister died from this, too. She saw,
yeah,
she witnessed
right.
it before.
Yeah.
Having it happen to herself, and her daughter was even like, she was in so much pain, she wanted it to end. And assisted suicide is legal in some countries.
Yeah, it ought to be legal here.
Mm-hmm.
I think needs to be legalized. That's one of the real social issues. Instead of spending as much time as we do talking about Trump, we should be talking about these sorts of things.
When there's a terminal issue and you're already living a death sentence and now in just this unbearable pain,
yeah.
Why, nobody wants to see their loved ones go through this.
Nope.
Whether it's
no.
weeks to live, months to live, days to live.
Well, anyway,
and the fact
so,
that he had to find himself in jail for 19
yeah.
months because
yep.
of this is just
after he cared for her for all those years. He
mm-hmm.
cared for her. The daughter says he devoted himself to caring. And so anyway, I just think that he took the stand himself to detail the wife's suffering.
He owned every moment of it. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, that is tough stuff. And then you think about all of the, we were talking about the lady whose cells were used to help research for cancer and what's come out of that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on our Good Day Health, by the way, is going to be talking about the fact that there's research being done that links strawberries to a better cognitive function, that is, to your brain being better, and also lower blood pressure. So strawberries are good for you. I just had, last night out of the garden, I had the biggest head of cabbage I think I've ever seen. And mostly it's water, so that's what makes it so big and full. I had some really good broccoli from the garden. Yeah. And we had some peppers,
delicious.
Cucumbers. I stuck the cucumbers in old, my daughter wouldn't have let me. She's gone for a couple of days. My daughter, my grandson, and their husband is here for 3.5 weeks. And they're taking some day trips and a couple of trips here and there. Went up to Maine for a couple of days. So I decided I finished off the pickle jar. And so I put the cucumbers from the garden, I chopped them up, and I put them in the pickle jar. I'm going to leave them in there overnight and see if they taste as good as the pickles that you got in the jar originally. Maybe I'm the only one who would have thought of that, but listen.
I would think they would need more time than that, though.
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out. I'll tell you tomorrow morning after
yes.
I try them later today. Also, Ken's going to be talking about low-fiber diets in pregnancy. And not having them because it's not good for brain function. Anyway, lots of great things always in the focus with our two Good Day Health programs that I'm proud to put together. Good Day with Ken Kronos, the cardiologist, and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Both of them have really different points of view. The focus with Jack this week is getting more nutrition out of the food that you eat and what you do eat. And he's a big thing on animal foods, animal organs and stuff, how good that is for you. I find it disgusting, but that's just me. I'm not big into organ, have liver. Did you ever tell me you like liver or you don't like liver?
No, I've never tried it. I will
never
not
had
try
liver.
It. No, I will not try it. Not my cup of tea.
Yakabunga. All right, let's see here. Well, we might as well stick with the bad character stuff for another minute or two. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, has directed the state to use narrow definitions of male and female in this focus on transgender rights that continues around the country and around the world. This state, the state of Oklahoma, already has laws targeting bathroom use, sports teams, health care for transgender people. So the order, when he signed it, he was flanked by women from an anti-trans group called Independent Women's Voice. Okay. There was somebody, Riley Gaines, you know that former University of Kentucky swimmer?
Mm-hmm.
She's been criticizing the NCAA decision to allow transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete against her in women's championship races. I think there's something to this. I always have. I don't know that it ought to be. Is this the only way to control it, by having executive orders and laws and stuff passed? The governor said, we're taking a stand against the out-of-control gender ideology that's eroding the foundation of our society. You know, there may be something to that. I don't know if it's eroding society, but there's something about it that just doesn't feel right. When men, you know, who become women, and then they go out in the sports world and they compete against women, and they're bigger, stronger, it's just not fair. That's the way, you know.
Well, it's I think there's still a lot of confusion over sex and gender. And gender is
confusion,
a societal norm, where sex is the scientific side. Sex is your chromosomes.
Yeah.
The female sex has 2X chromosomes. The male sex has 1X, 1Y. But when it comes to how you identify, that's gender, and that goes to societal norms.
Mm.
That's something that can be broken easily. Science can't.
All right, certainly food for thought here. We're full of it. At 18 after, this is Good Day.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Oh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Is it a good idea to buy a used, fully electric vehicle, or are you just asking for big future repair bills to replace that battery? So I asked AAA's Greg Brannon.
Battery electric used? It's an interesting question, and one that is still sort of developing. Generally, up to this point, the depreciation on an electric vehicle has been really, really bad. And it sort of goes back to about the average age of the vehicles on the road. The average age of the vehicles, it's about 12 and a half years now. And so there's a question of whether or not an EV is going to last 12 and a half years. So it's not surprising then that the depreciation might be higher, because maybe you get half the life out of it. No, I think it's actually significantly more than half the life, but it's probably not 25 or 30 years worth of useful life. And when that battery gets to the point where it needs to be replaced, is there a battery that's going to be available?
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour, the successful Doug Steffen Good Day program. I always like to use adjectives to describe the noun. Good Day program is a noun, right? So we're doing a little English lesson here for all of you who have left it behind, who've lost it. Maybe you never had it. So we try to practice good grammar as often as possible here. It's just one of the features of helping you through your day. Here's another one. The social media connections that we have from folks listening. Happy birthday today to Leanne Howlett, a listener to the program. Samantha D'Souza, happy birthday to Jonathan West and Jennifer Larson. Why was that? Jennifer, who's the Jennifer? The Jennifer who's the...
The actor, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, right, exactly. She's not a friend of mine, and I don't know why. I feel badly about that. Jennifer,
her loss.
Sign up Facebook. Yes, exactly. All right, let's see what else we have here with all kinds of responses to things that are posted on our Facebook page and Instagram page at Good Day Radio Show. Which celebrity's death rocked you to your core that you still feel today? Good question. Pretty interesting answers. It's very interesting how the people who have been involved in this program over the years stay connected to it, like Roberta Fasanelli. People who listened to me for a long time should remember Roberta, who now lives, well, she's got a house in New York, house in New Orleans, and another one someplace else. I forget where it is. Anyway, she said, in answer to that question, Anthony Bourdain, I miss him. He traveled the way I do to open up eyes of people around the world. So what did I remember? Actually, she was still on the air with me here when that happened. I didn't even know who the guy was. You know who Anthony Bourdain
yeah,
was?
Yeah, oh, yes, he was great. And there were a few other people who said his death was the one that rocked them, that still sticks with them.
Yeah. Chris Farley, Jeremy Wood said Chris Farley was the one that rocked him. Susie says Elvis. I was only 7 when he passed, but I thought he was a truly amazing man. Yeah, he was.
Oh, yes.
Let's see.
Elvis
Meatloaf.
Was another popular answer.
Yeah, right. Meatloaf and Prince. An answer, President Kennedy, John Lennon, Michael Jackson,
Lady
Princess
Di.
Diana, Robin Williams. This is an interesting, good ideas here. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let's see here. I already mentioned, I think, John Lennon, right? He got mentioned a couple of times mm-hmm. as well. Elvis, yeah, right? Robin Williams, a couple of times. Sharon, is it Jacobek? I think that's her name. Says Rush Limbaugh. And then she thanks God for Glenn Beck. Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have here?
John Wayne.
Yeah.
Danielle. John Wayne.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see here. Matt Myers of Catawba. Who's that? Mike Zedra said that.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Let's see here. Once some of these names make it in, people say, yeah, I agree with that. Thomas Wilson says the death of America, which is thought-provoking, isn't it, when you get right down to it? Yeah, that's really, yeah. Birch Willard says Harry Chapin. Who remembers Harry? You remember Harry Chapin?
Jay? I do not.
Uh-huh. All right, there's no point in me asking James then, because if you don't remember, Harry Chapin was a lilting singer, sort of a philosophical songwriter-singer, who had some really very good ideas and thoughts that he put forth in music. He got killed on a highway on Long Island in a car crash 30 years ago, I would bet. Let's see, who else?
It's 1981 when he died. He was only 38.
Yeah, young guy. Let's see here. Lenny Skavikny says, nobody... But Dale Earnhardt's death sure struck a nerve for quite a while with me. That was a dramatic one. It was. So there's some really interesting response to that question. Thank you. You can continue. Celebrity's death that rocked your core. That's the question at
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Department of Justice continues to go after presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. After 2.5 years, Trump has been indicted for alleged election interference on January 6. Special Counsel Jack Smith said the attack was fueled by lies told by Trump, calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy, end quote. Trump's expected to be arraigned in the case on Thursday. A Barack Obama-appointed judge has been assigned to oversee the case. The Hualapai Nation Police Department and the Arizona Department of Public Safety are reporting one person has died after 57 souls on a tour bus near the Grand Canyon West Resort in Arizona flipped onto its side. 8 people were flown to University Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, and are all now listed in fair condition this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
The corner to the next half hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with my dear friend Jay Kirshner on the air, everywhere posting things and getting to the bottom of things and annoying people and shocking people and making them smile. It's all part of human emotion, as well as the damned allergies. Not emotional.
Not
just,
quit.
Yeah, no. Sam Wells sent something along. We were just going through some of the things on social media. If you didn't hear them, you can catch them as the Good Day Show is played back all day long, the whole program at gooddayshow.com. So you can hear there are two ways of catching up or keeping up with us. The Good Day download at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, or the program itself, gooddayshow.com. So we were talking and contributing, thank you. There are a lot of, sometimes you see on social media the same names. There are a lot of people supportive of the program who feel like this is a good connection, even though calling would be fun as well. I'd like to hear some of your voices at 855-999-DOUG. But then there are the people who really think through some of the things that are a part of our lives. I don't mean you have to be serious all the time. Heaven knows we're not serious all the time. But there's life is full of serious moments and silly moments. Here's Sam Wells, who sent this along, and I read it, and I'm just going to let it sit on you, because that's all that it requires. It doesn't require me analyzing it, or Jay analyzing it. Here's what he writes. Under a laissez-faire policy, the government should never take sides to support or benefit or hinder any particular business interest or social class or special religious preference. The U.S. once approached that ideal. For example, if a free black sharecropper earned property from his labors, his right to that property and his freedom to use it as he saw fit was recognized, upheld, and protected. Just as much as the right of the wealthy man to his person and property ought to be recognized, upheld, and protected. I agree with, I read through that three or four times, Jay, and I thought to myself, that's so accurate, so true, and so formative in terms of my own thinking. We've had all these black sharecroppers that after the Civil War were given land, but they never were given title to it. So fast forward four, five, six generations, and they're still on the farm, they're still on the land, but they can't prove they own it because they never got title to it, and therefore they can't borrow money against it. And if you're a black farmer trying to make it in America, and the amazing reality of farming in America is so negative because people seem not to care about where their food comes from. We've sufficiently brainwashed the population to the point where they think eating stuff from a fast food restaurant is food. And that may be a stretch. I'm going out a little bit, but I'm going back to the fact that here are these black people who were given this land, and they did, you know, they earned it from all the generations of slave labor. So that person has a right to the property. Yes. And so does the person who has made gains because of sometimes family money. They call them trust fund babies, or maybe it's people who just worked hard, came up with an idea, and they sold it or they followed it through and they made a lot of money. It's none of anybody's business what these people do with their property as long as it's within the law. And yet people stick their nose, I deserve that because he's got it, I should have it. No, sorry, it's not yours. And that's the whole philosophy behind taxation. As well, people extracting money from you to be used for things that you don't support. And that happens every year at tax time. As far as I'm concerned, there are a lot of things that money goes to. If I want to support a charity, I'll give the money to the charity. I support, like, dog rescue outfits. I send money there.
Uh-huh.
Or I send money. I mean, we can all go through the things that we want to support. And we ought to have a right to do it if it's a free country. If it isn't, then let's just fess up to the fact it's no longer a free country.
Well, and also, if there are things that you could almost earmark your taxes towards, to fix potholes in the road, if that's the one that you want your if you have to send money, that's the one you have to do or you would prefer to do. But also, the states themselves don't even follow the same rules of everything. In the state of Tennessee, there's no income tax. You're not taxed on your income. In the state of Ohio, where I am, there is. Federal income tax like everybody has, but then there's the state income tax. There's RITA, which is regional income tax. You have one state that has one, and it's the federal one. And then you have another state that has three different ones.
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, it's all part of what we don't want to have. Sam, thank you for getting us to think about that. Appreciate your input. Here's a story from West Virginia about a college named Alderson Broadus University. The board of trustees there has voted to develop a plan to take the school down, to close the school. The board overseeing the state's four-year colleges revoked this school's ability to award degrees. So there are 625 students. It's a Baptist university. They have to go elsewhere, and they got to do it fast. Look, it's college starts in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, yes.
So you got to wonder what the...
It's like the rug was totally pulled out from under them. And a lot of these students, they're not going to be able to get into anywhere this late.
Not at this time point. No, not at all. Unless the college... I bet you apply. I'm thinking about my alma mater, which would help. I can see the people there and the admissions, the president saying, you know what, let's try to help these people if we can. So you will find some schools, but let's say you were in a sports team and you were the best on the sports team and now the school...
You had a scholarship and that was the only way you were going to be able to do
it. Right, yeah. So a lot of hard work, a lot of heartbreak here. Talk about fruits of one's labor, which we were talking about a few minutes ago. And... So social media now has become what they refer to as a transfer portal of information. People that are online listening, it's like they're looking for a job, right? Look at the stuff here. Mm-hmm. People that are on the wrestling team, people football team,
yeah.
People have this scholastic aptitude. Okay, you want a student who's really a good science major and doing great looking into research and stuff. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I can be yours if you want me.
What yeah, or any who are looking for into strange. For student housing, because most dorms are full. If you do get a chance to get into anywhere, you'd probably be an off campus. You'd have to reside off campus,
yeah.
unless again you went to a community college, which there's nothing wrong with community college. I went for
no.
my first year,
yeah.
But if that wasn't something that you were part of your original plan, it's like some of these students are going to be able to pivot very easily. Others,
yeah.
This is almost a make or break situation of how are they going to overcome this giant hurdle.
Yeah. And it's almost a, disrespectful. That's not strong enough. It's just wrong. If you put your heart and soul into something and you have, I suppose it's life though. Right? It's life. Life is full of disappointments and bitterness, and people get angry, and then there's a lot of nice stuff going on as well. So, it is. It's the human emotion. It's like the beginning to the old ABC sports world, where the trials and tribulations of being involved in athletic activities, we celebrate the winner, right? And feel badly for the loser. Sometimes. At any rate, yeah, I was thinking of this in terms of the college students and of youngsters in general. I guess I was just thinking about my grandson, Miles, who's 8 and a half. And whether is there a certain age in which or at which you felt like you had a voice? And what's the age today? When you, like Jay, when you were in college, did you feel like you were away from your parents, you had a voice that was your own?
Outside of the house in college, I did. I grew up in an environment that I felt like I had a voice at home. I definitely
right.
did. But
yeah.
out in society where people do disregard you because of your age, no, it really took until almost even after college when I was living in L.A. in my early 20s for a few years. But there are some times where I was 30 and I felt like I was at a job that I had no voice.
Yeah. I was looking at a book that's been written, an interesting narrative by a lady named Katie Faust, who's the founder of a group called Them Before Us. And the premise here is focusing on children various ages to make their voices heard. I remember when my father told me once children should be seen and not heard. And that was the philosophy growing up, you know, 60 years or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
The children having a say at the dinner table. Nah, you didn't talk at the dinner table, you ate. My father used to say, more eating and less talking. And of course,
and
I was always chattering.
Have that mentality.
Yep, right. So if you allow or encourage your son, Mac, my grandson, Miles, my grandson, Jasper, to express themselves as soon as they can, well, as it's respectful, and then turn it around. So this lady, Katie Faust, has been a youth minister. She put together some of the things that she's heard from children or solicited from children as a youth minister. Like this young 7-year-old girl wrote, "I want my mom and dad to love me, and I want them to love each other." What could be more basic than that, right? So you have that. It illustrates sort of the human longing that we all know. We want to be loved. We want to see the two people that are responsible for my existence love each other. How distressful, distressing, what's the right word? Yeah, I guess distressing. Mm-hmm. Is it when a young person, and I think this of myself, I was divorced very early on. My children, Megan was, I think, 7, and Brendan was 3 or 4. And they've told me any number of times, together and alone, how tough that was. Their mother developed cancer and lived with it for a long time, how tough that was. Maybe that made them into better people. I don't know. But the idea of being able to talk about family and to express yourself about your parents and things that you hear, not that they should be overly emphasized, but they should. You ought to pay attention to what your children are saying. Because if you don't, they'll do stuff that'll get you to pay attention, and sometimes mm-hmm. that's not all that
well,
cool.
Well, also teach them how to properly use their voice yeah. at a young age.
Yep, right. So the answer to the question giving, should children have a voice, the answer is yeah. Yes, indeed. 48 after on Good Day.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010. I am money. Cha-ching. Beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The hour now. It's the Doug Good Day program with Warren Eckstein here to join Jay and me talking about pet items, rescuing puppies, etc., 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 etc. Warren has a long history. When I say long, I mean long history of helping people with their pets. He's a seasoned expert, been on the radio a long time, does the pet show every weekend on stations, many of the same stations that carry this program. Here's the story from last weekend where a lady, Warren, named Callie Clemens was crawling in and out of storm drains in Houston searching for abandoned puppies. Apparently, there is a lot of puppy dumping that goes on. I've never heard that expression before, and so that's what attracted my attention to this kind of a grim story of people who have... this lady, by the way, is the mother of Roger Clemens, the baseball player. So that's why people were paying attention to him. So there are a lot of volunteers down there who have gone after and helped abandoned puppies. How do people do this? We probably don't have to go into the psychology of it. We know that there's crazy. But the fact that somebody would really go out like this in a big supportive group like this, going under manhole covers and looking these dogs that have just been, because the weather's been so bad, swept away, literally.
You know, Doug, I work with an organization and have known of this organization for well over 40 years. What they do is specifically what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They go into the woods, the forest, the drain, wherever they have to go to find dogs that have been deserted by their guardians in the past. Dogs thrown out in the woods, in the forests, in the cities, all over the place. In fact, they don't readopt those dogs. These are dogs that will live at their location for their entire lives with 24-hour veterinary care. They have over 2,000 animals there now that have been abandoned. Some have been there since puppyhood. So it's a big, big problem. I talked about this on the air. I don't want to get too distracted. Years ago, when I was a peace officer for the state of New York, I arrested a woman who abandoned in front of me. Just happened her bad lucky day. She was driving in front of me and took this shepherd mixed puppy, and I saw her abandon it in a lot on Long Island. Yeah. I actually arrested her, took the puppy, had this temper. They told me the puppy wasn't going to survive. He said, as long as he's eating, leave him alone. That's my Jewish background. He's eating, leave him alone. He's okay. So basically, a couple of months later, he turned out fine. And this is the dog. This is a true story. I posted on Facebook. Shannon, this is the dog that literally was supposed to be killed, abandoned, that I rescued, that 3 years later, after I trained him, intensely saved my life at Hunts Point Market in the Bronx, New York, when someone pointed a gun at my throat. The dog reacted, saved my life. So there you go. It was a great story. I posted it. But the bottom line is, so many animals, dogs and cats, are being abandoned. Just read an article about New York. They just closed the biggest shelter in New York for intake of cats because they're overwhelmed with people just abandoning. It's just crazy, Doug. Just crazy.
Yeah, it is. All right, here's the story, speaking about crazy, of a man who went into a wildfire to rescue dozens of pets. This is the wildfire situation in Canada. I think we think about people and things. How often, though, in those circumstances, do we think about pets that are left behind? Remember all the pictures of the floods and the dogs on the roof of the houses?
Yeah.
Things like that?
So, yeah, fires, floods, you know, any number of things. That's why when people make, you know, after Katrina, I became a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, specifically telling people how to prepare for a disaster, whether it be a flood, whether it be a fire, whether it be an earthquake, whatever that disaster may be. And when you put your plans aside for the family, as far as I'm concerned, my dogs are just as important as any member of my family, so I prepare for that. I have escape routes. I have neighbors. And that's one of the things. You generally find a senior citizen in a neighborhood or someone who works out of their home, and they should know what dogs on the block, what cats on the block are where, so if people aren't home during the day, they can really react and perhaps save some of these animals as well.
Here's a story about a sailor who was rescued at sea. He'd been on talk about man's best friend. This guy, Tim Shattuck, spent months adrift at sea with Bella, his dog, and they were rescued by a Mexican ship, and they were separated for a while, several days apart, and then they got put back together again. I mean, imagine spending months on a raft. I mean, think about the movie that Tom Hanks was in, and the whole idea of why in the world wouldn't you want these people to stay together forever? These people, they call the dogs a people, but anyway, lots of great stories, and Warren's a great help. Check him out at the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.